WTH.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the Friday episode of the WTH Podcast. I'm Nate, that's Kareem, that's Jason, and we're not on video.
It's on the
back in this bitch.
It's been a day. We're recording on the weekend. It's the holidays. We've got a lot going on. Some things aren't working right, and we're just going to go basic, old school, audio only podcast here and deal with it. Like I mentioned last time, a little bit shorter shows. We've got some stuff to get to, but other than that, we'll roll through this pretty quickly. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading, telling a friend, doing your Amazon shopping through that Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. We do appreciate you doing that. All right. Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest? You know, not a grievance, just anything. This is where we do chit chat normally.
I guess I want to get off my chest.
Okay.
I don't know why it's so hard for me to remember to flush the toilet after I take a shit sometimes.
Wow.
Like,
it's quite a confession.
It is. I'm just like, I don't know if you guys have this problem or not. Like, sometimes I just forget the, like, maybe it's because I try to shit before I take a shower.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure everything's clean.
Well, sure.
Right? So I feel like sometimes, like, that's usually when I forget to flush the toilet, is when I poop right before a shower, especially if I'm in kind of a rush.
I'm at a loss.
I have done that, because you usually put the toilet seat down and then you forget to flush.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the issue is. My wife fucking hates me right now because I did it today. Like, she sent me a message.
That's
like,
what you were texting vigorously about.
there was one like that, but there was another one. I was a family member was asking me if I thought a video game could be demonic, and I was like, no.
Oh, man.
No, but yeah, this is what my wife said. Jason, WTF, I swear to God, the next time you leave shit in the toilet, I'm going to take a picture and put it on your Facebook. I'm not even joking. This is not fucking funny. I'm so pissed. That's what she texted me while we were filming earlier. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. Really, I try to remember, sad face. I understand how pissed you are. Really, I'm super sorry. And each one of those was a separate text
right.
that I texted over, like, you know, 10-minute period.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 minutes later, she said, okay.
I was like, man, is he in trouble too? He was over there just texting.
That was the family member that was asking me about a video game being demonic. And I was like, nah. But yeah. But yes, I was also texting that too.
I was like, what shit did Jason do? Apparently, he did some shit.
I did some real shit.
Wow.
In the toilet that I forgot to flush. So, yeah, so that's some chit chat for you guys. Just seeing if you guys had that issue either.
No, normally the smell is a tip off for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, you know, like the president was saying, about the 13th, 14th time I flushed, I'm getting really tired.
Right.
Because there was that. Apparently, there are people somewhere flushing the toilet 10, 15 times.
I think he knows what the fuck he was talking about.
Well, his shit's a lot different, too, though, you know?
Well, here's... okay.
You eat McDonald's all the time.
How long would it take for your toilet tank to fill up 10 to 15 times?
I mean, that's probably at least half your day.
It is. It is. And by the way, if it's not going down... More water ain't going to help. You need a plunger.
You need less fiber.
Yeah.
Or more fiber.
More fiber.
I don't know, though. I mean, like, what type of poop's going to get, like, you know, like, is it going to be a really big log? I feel like a log's the one that's going to stay more likely or be a floater, you know, that's with the fiber. Without the fiber, it would be kind of like, you know, some ground beef.
Hamburgers.
Yeah.
Some hamburgers. You know, every time I think I've heard the most ridiculous thing, I will go on Twitter and someone will post something like that. And I'll be like, no, he didn't fucking say that. There's no way. This has got to be a parody account. And then within 10 minutes, someone has the video clip on Twitter of him saying the most ridiculous, asinine shit I have ever heard in my life. And the thing you have to remember for every time something like this happens, it's all a distraction from something else.
Yeah.
Because it's better to be talking about that than everything else that's going on.
It's easier to talk about that than the dissolution of our nations.
Well, there's that. there's that. Yeah, it's a lot of that. So I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Kanye West briefly.
Oh, okay. God.
So Kanye West.
The Tin Man.
Kanye West. He showed up in Miami ready to premiere his new opera dubbed Mary. You might have heard of her. She was Jesus's virgin mom.
Was that the name of that was the title?
No. It's just Mary. Anyway, he and others are actually going to be on stage involved in the group goings on, completely covered in silver head to toe. Kanye is doing silver face.
Tin Man.
He's doing full on silver face is what's going on.
I don't know if he can do that, man.
I don't know if he's going to be the Christmas angel on top of your tree. What he's going to do. That's what it sounds like. It's not good. Okay, enough of that.
You thinking of Nipsey Russell from The Wiz.
Again. Kanye has been in the White House talking to the president about things. Same Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening?
I don't know, man. You know, the thing is like some of his stuff is genius. Like some of his music's ridiculous. But then this shit's just, I don't know. Like, and then I sometimes wonder if it's all just like, it's just a fucking performance art piece, the whole thing in the first place.
Are we in a nationwide fever dream right now?
I don't know, man.
Have you ever just like wake up and go, am I dreaming all of this? Does any of this make sense?
Somebody said earlier today that we all died in 2012 and we're just slipping further into the circles of hell.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, man, you're here with me, bro.
No, man. This shit is predictable. From the things that were going on with from the Bush administration. And I think I said it back then that if we didn't get the fact that the media didn't call them out on their bullshit then, they were able to just keep pushing bullshit.
And kept pushing it.
Right. So the Republicans would slide further to the right and then be like, no, we're not going to do anything to meet you anywhere near the middle. So you got to come to our part of our side of the road to play. And because the media didn't call them on it then, they just kept going further and further.
Right. And you have these new media outlets that like if you think Fox News is something, this new OAN network, which I've never watched, but apparently they've got someone with Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine making a documentary about their fanatical nonsense conspiracy theory. And the president retweets their stuff more than Fox News at this point.
And the thing is, I partly blame Obama for not prosecuting anybody out of the Bush administration because there was no deterrent. It's like, oh, well, if we do it, then it's going to make it more politicized. It's like, no, some of the motherfuckers should have went to jail.
Well, and there's a lot of people from Wall Street and like and banks that should have been arrested also and prosecuted.
But, right.
You know, and I know that happened.
There was no accountability anywhere for those people, any of those people. And so you get the next Republican president. I remember I told you that somebody would take it back to the middle or a little further to the overcorrection, and then the next person would push it like way past that.
Oh, yeah.
So now that's where we are, where the Democrats brought it back to like it was supposed to be. And then the next Republican president was like, oh, nothing happened to them for doing this shit. So we're going to do it. He's just not fucking, he's not good at it. Like the, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like Dick Cheney?
Like Dick Cheney. Like Dick Cheney made it look somewhat legitimate. This motherfucker just isn't good at it and doesn't care.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Well, and nobody does. And that's, yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah. No one is willing to stand up and, you know, it's interesting because Adam Schiff was on The Late Show with Colbert, and Colbert asked him, he goes, do any Republicans ever pull you aside and go, look, I can't say anything publicly, but whatever. And he goes, you know, it used to happen more often. It doesn't happen as often. And he goes, and quite frankly, I'm over hearing your private confessions about it. It's time to stand up and vote your conscience and vote the Constitution and stand up for your principles, because saying stuff to me in confidence in the back room where it's not going to count for anything doesn't mean anything.
Listen, I believe in the Constitution, but I also believe in the Bill of Rights and the amendments, you know, everything. I believe in all that. At the same time, I hope, you know, my guy gets another third year.
Right. Yeah. I believe in everything except for this. Where are all the people that had the pocket constitutions? You remember those assholes with their pocket constitutions? Did they just carry them around so they could wipe their ass with them later?
None of those guys ever, none of them ever cared about the Constitution anyways. None of them do. Like, no, none of them, like, you know.
That's it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Canada and buy a cocaine Santa sweater. Oh, wait, no, I can't anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. The Santa Claus doing lines of coke on your holiday sweater is not what Walmart's all about, damn according it to the big box store, which is blaming Canada for the fashion blunder. A sweater depicting a crazed Claus gripping a straw ready to dive into three lines of cocaine was being peddled on Walmart's website. And once pissed off shoppers who love Jesus pointed that out, the clear drug references, the company pulled it from its online shelves and issued an apology. The excuse, Walmart says the sweater is being sold in Canada by a third party, adding the garment's message doesn't reflect their values. Oh, Walmart, you're not about doing cocaine? You're not about snowman Santa doing cocaine?
No, you're just about not paying your people so they can be on footsteps.
That's good. I mean, that's a good stance to take as a...
What Walmart can't explain away, though, is the product description, which reportedly said, quote, the best snow comes straight from South America.
That's the truth, though. It's the truth. That's the best Coke.
It also included the phrasing, quote, Santa really likes to savor the moment when he gets his hands on some quality grade A Colombian snow.
Amen, brother. Who doesn't? Like when you get, like, listen, anybody that doesn't like, you know, has a problem with that shirt has never had some good Colombian snow, because if you have, you got to respect it. Got to respect it, because that shit's dope.
Just slipped by us. I don't know what happened.
Oh, man. I come out of there like looking like I was in a fucking frosted donut factory, you know, fucking powdered sugar all over my face and my fucking butthole. I dip my dick in it. I love that Colombian snow. Yeah. Only Colombian snow. Like anything else, you know, and only when I'm in Colombia,
right?
And only when I'm going up to high altitude, so it's a reason to be using it or chewing on the leaves, because that's really what I prefer, is chewing on the leaves.
Oh, sure, sure. I think we all do.
Free Billy Goat, bro.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. And before we get to small town news, I want to thank everybody who's been using the Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. It helps support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. We do appreciate it, so thank you for doing that.
And don't forget to Shop Target.
Oh, yeah, the Shop Target tab, too. By the way, this comes to us from Redding, California. In December of 1990, events leading up to the Persian Gulf War were heating up. The Godfather Part 3 premiered. Jane Fonda and Ted Turner, well, they announced their engagement, and Richard and Fran Wilkinson put up their first Christmas tree display in South Reading. Now, while most of those notable events in the pages of recorded history, they have not endured like the Wilkinsons. Jane and Ted Splitsville, the Persian Gulf War long over, and the third installment of the Godfather gone down in cinematic history.
Wait, but has the that first war got, like, has it gone away?
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah.
Are we still there?
We were out. and then they pull this back in. So, yes.
Every time.
Now in their 30th year, the Wilkinsons are still plugging away and still decorating their home and large red barn at the end of Barrel Court in Reading. The Wilkinsons are also perennial competitors in the Shasta Association of Realtors Christmas Decorating Contest.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Cindy Young, Association President, said the Wilkinsons are different from most of the others in the contest because they've participated for so many years. Said they're the standout. We all recognize them and we all expect to see them every year. Now, Richard Wilkinson, who turns 88 this month, still does most of the work, including climbing onto the roof of the house to put up the Santa and reindeer display. The display, though, has changed over the years. If you look at the pictures and stuff from the 90s, it's grown a lot, he said. The whole thing takes about a month to put up and includes dozens of snowflakes, numerous light displays in the shape of Christmas trees, several plastic snowmen, figures of polar bears, one reading a book, another one playing with a ball, and hundreds, maybe thousands of lights.
Hundreds of thousands of lights?
Hundreds, maybe thousands of lights.
Okay.
Just one large star hanging from the barn has 500 lights alone. But of all the unique items on display in front of the Wilkinsons' home, has no lights on it at all. This year marks the 10th Christmas season. They've placed the Salvation Army red kettle on the sidewalk so visitors can contribute. In a testament to their display's popularity, in 2018, they raised a record $25,255 in the kettle. In the past 9 years, they've raised $165,389 just from the kettle in front of their house.
Wow.
Right? The amount of money that was raised at the Wilkinson's home equals 20% of all of the red kettle money raised in the Reading area during the Christmas season. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
I will say this. I did get a chance last year. There was a... Leslie's family booked a party bus tour of the, because like seeing the lights in this area is crazy. It's like the thing to do, and it is very impressive. I mean, around Sacramento we've got the fabulous 40s.
Yeah,
this kicks their ass. It really does.
How about that?
Yeah, people wait in line in their cars to drive into these neighborhoods and slowly see everything. So
nice.
But hey, when you live in a small town,
why not?
That's what you got to do. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Everybody, have a great weekend. Back on Monday with another fresh new episode and our grievances. We will see you then. Bye-bye.